This is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KO4RYP. My name is Anna, and my location is Campobello, South Carolina. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. It's located atop Caesar Said Mountain, about 2 miles to the Carolina border, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on this frequency are invited to check in. Any formal traffic for the net tonight? If so, please call KO4RYP. Announcements or bulletins for the net tonight? Please call KO4RYP. All right, nothing heard. We will now begin the roll call portion of the net. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG 2 portion. We will begin tonight with those who use the pre-check feature on the website. I would like to welcome KA3JCA, Mr. Richard in Simpsonville. He brings along his wife, Sally, KA4JCA, and their daughter, Ashley, KA4ACL, all in Simpsonville. And also the Upstate Amateur Radio Club, K3DOV, also in Simpsonville. To welcome KM4JWP, Mr. Brian in Rutherfordton. W2AMD, Mr. Andrew in Simpsonville. Mr. Fred and Ms. Isla in Traveler's Rest, W4FCM and N4IEI. K4XMR, Mr. Mel in Prosperity. KG4PFI, Mr. Don in Piedmont. KG4QLQ, Ms. Linda, also in Piedmont. KI4LZI, Mr. Andy in Table Rock. KO4ZEW, Mr. Ben in Simpsonville. KA5WLL, Mr. Leroy in Taylor's. KJ4UHF, Mr. Jack in Greenville. WU2T, Mr. Rusty in Moore. Mr. Jim over in Pelzer, KW4TS. KF4NXY, Mr. David in Southern Greenville County. And also AF4SX, Ms. Marie, also in Southern Greenville County. I'd like to welcome Mr. Pat over in Malden, K4OSH. And KN4RJN, Mr. John up in Brown Summit. And Mr. Richard over in Greenville, K4ROW. And one more, Mr. Landon in Dacusville, KG4WNP. We appreciate all those who use the pre-check feature on the website. Thank you for checking in, and if you are listening, I hope you have had a wonderful day. All right, we don't have any EchoLink stations, so we will go ahead and start with our RF stations. Tonight being Tuesday night, we will begin with India through Lima. Any station with the suffix of your call beginning I through L, please call KO4RYP.
RYP. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. I am James, and I am up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And that's where I'm going to be negative and negative. Send 73s for each one of you.
LP, hope you and Chad are well. Please check in. Whiskey 4, India, Oscar, Echo, W4IOE, see it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you, Chad and Anna. Good evening to everyone on the net. No traffic, no comment.
For RYP, please check in Kilo 4, Lima, Whiskey, Echo, K4LWE, Larry in Piedmont, negative and negative.
For RYP in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, I would like to go ahead and welcome my husband, Chad, KO4NUE. He is here with me in Campobello tonight. And I'd also like to welcome Mr. James up in Tuxedo, KK4JFO. I hope the weather up in Tuxedo has been just as beautiful as it has been down here today, Mr. James. Hope you're well. Thanks for stopping by. I'd also like to welcome Mr. Sid up in Fletcher, W4IOE. Hope you are doing well tonight, sir. Thank you for checking in. And Mr. Larry over in Piedmont, K4LWE. I appreciate you stopping by and hope you are doing well. Any additional stations, India through Lima, please call KO4RYP.
For RYP, Mary in Campobello, negative and negative.
This is KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome my neighbor, Mr. Jerry, over here in Campobello, in 4JBM. Hope you're doing well tonight, sir, and hope you've had a great day. All right, we're going to go ahead and move on up to the next section of our alphabet, Mike 3 Papa. Any station wishing to check in with the suffix of your call beginning M through P, please call KO4RYP.
RYP. Hello, Anna. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta, Mike, Whiskey, Rick, and our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike, Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
RYP. Please check in Whiskey, Golf 4, Mike Charlie, WG4MC, Matt Western Greenville County, B Native and Native, 73 and all net, and tell Chad I said hello.
RYP. This is Chad. Please check in. To the phone, off to India, Matt. Ralph and Edmund, I'll be negative and negative.
4RYP, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Papa X-ray Bravo, Lloyd Mobile and Greer.
The 4RYP net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome Miss Lorena over in Piedmont, KK4ONO. She brings along with her husband Rick, KK4DMW, and their daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ. Ms. Lorena, it's always a pleasure to check you in when I'm calling the net. Thank you for being here tonight. Please tell Mr. Rick and Ms. Michelle we said hello. I'd also like to welcome WG4MC, Mr. Matt, over in Western Greenville County. Thank you for stopping by today. I hope you've enjoyed this beautiful day today. And Mr. Walt up in Inman, K4OIM. Sounded good, Mr. Walt. Thank you for stopping by. Also like to welcome KO4PXB, Mr. Lloyd, who's mobiling around there in Greer tonight. You be safe, and please tell Miss Tracy we said hello. Any additional stations, Mike through Papa, wishing to check in, please call KO4RYP. All right, nothing heard, so we will move on up to the next section of our alphabet, Quebec through Tango. Any station wishing to check in with the suffix of your call beginning Q through T, Quebec through Tango, please call KO4RYP.
RYP. Check in. KO4QLG. This is Chris Liberty. And I'll be negative there.
RYP. Kilo United 4 Sierra Delta KU4SB. Garrett in Athens, Georgia.
KO4RYP. Net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I would like to welcome Mr. Chris over in Liberty, KO4QLG. Thank you for stopping by, Mr. Chris. Hope you're doing well. And Mr. Garrett in Athens, Georgia. And I only got the first letter and the last two. I got the K and the SD. Can you recheck with your call? I apologize.
Kilo Uniform 4 Sierra Delta. Kilo United 4 Sierra Delta.
At time. Thank you, Mr. Garrett. I would like to welcome KU4SD, Mr. Garrett, down in Athens. You were sounding really good on the repeater. I just couldn't write fast enough tonight. So thank you so much for stopping by. I appreciate it. Hope you are doing well today. All right. Any additional stations with the suffix of your call beginning Q through T, please call KO4RYP. Hertz. We'll move on up to the next section of our alphabet, Uniform through Zulu. Any station with the suffix of your call beginning U through Z, please call KO4RYP.
RYP. Please check in at Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name is Tommy. My location is Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on net.
Oh. Whiskey 4 Whiskey Oscar Zulu. That's W4WOZ. My name is Rod. We're in the land of Oz. We're negative and negative. Good evening.
This is KO4RYP and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I would like to welcome K4XB, Mr. Tommy, in Southern Greenville County. Thank you for stopping by tonight, sir. I hope you're doing well. And Mr. Rod, over in the land of Waz, W4WOZ. Thank you for stopping by. Hope you've had a great day in the land of Waz today. All right, any additional stations, Uniform through Zulu, wishing to check in, please call KO4RYP. All right, that pause usually means we've got everybody in that group, so we'll move on up to Alpha through Delta. Any stations with the suffix of your call beginning A through D, please call KO4RYP.
RYP. Just checking November 4, Alpha Sierra Whiskey. M4ASW. Name is Tony. I'm in Asheville, and I'll be negative and negative. 73 to you and everybody on the net.
4RYP. This Anna, Mr. Chad, and the net. Please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home and easily. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you, Anna and Mr. Chad, all on the net. Thanks for calling the net.
Welcome N4ASW, Mr. Tony, up in Asheville. Thank you for stopping by tonight, Mr. Tony. I hope you're doing well. And from over in Easley, Mr. Gary, KI4DOS, and he brings along his lovely wife and my kindred spirit, Miss Joy, K3JOY. Thank you for stopping by, Mr. Gary. You are sounding great. Please tell Miss Joy I said hello. I'd also like to welcome Mr. Keith over in Seneca, KN4CHY. Hope you are doing well tonight. And Mr. Kurt over in Greenville, KM4BLH. Good to hear you tonight, Mr. Kurt. And I'd also like to welcome KB2BYQ, Mr. Dave in Easley. Thank you for stopping by. Hope you've had a great day and enjoyed this beautiful weather today. All right, any additional stations, Alpha 3 Delta, please call KO4RYP.
RON, Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo Oscar November, Ed in Brevard, no traffic, no comments, I'm monitoring.
4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, I'd like to welcome WD8RON, Mr. Ed up in Brevard. Thank you for stopping by tonight, sir. Hope you're well. We're going to pause for just a minute from our RF stations and move to EchoLink. EchoLink stations only wishing to check in, please call KO4RYP.
KO4RYP, hello again, Anna. Check in, KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen Greenwood. No traffic, no round table. Good evening, Miss Anna, to yourself and all on the net. And do Miss Anna tell Chad hello.
KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome Mr. Stephen over in Greenwood. KA4PQA. Thank you for stopping by, Mr. Stephen. I hope everything is going well for you today, and Chad says to tell you hello right back. Hope you have a great evening. All right, we're going to move on up to our patient group tonight, Echo through Hotel. Any station wishing to check in with the suffix of your call beginning E through H, please call KO4RYP.
KO4RYP. And Chad, everyone on the net, this is November 4, Hotel Charlie, in 4HHC, Warren and Taylor's negative and negative tonight.
RYP. And all on the net, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HKX. That's Patrick in Penrose. No traffic, no comments tonight. Please tell Chad I said hello.
4RYP. Emma, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4ECN, Harry in Keller, North Carolina, and I will be negative and negative tonight. Good to hear you.
Foxtrot, Hotel, Juliet, Gene, and Taylor's, negative and negative, over.
OLP. Lilo 4, Hotel, Whiskey, Golf, SK4HWG. This is Henry and Anderson, and I'll be negative and negative.
KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I would like to welcome Mr. Warren over in Taylor's in 4HHC. Thank you for stopping by and checking in tonight. Hope you're doing well. And Mr. Patrick up in Penrose, KO4HKX. Hope you've had a good day, Patrick. Thanks for stopping by. And Chad says to tell you hello. And Mr. Harry up in Candler, KC4EZN. Always good to hear you, Mr. Candler. Mr. Harry, goodness, I'm mixing everybody's location and their name up tonight. Mr. Harry, it's great to hear you. You sound good coming from Candler tonight. Hope you've had a great day. I'd like to welcome W4FHJ, Mr. Gene, over at Taylor's. Thank you for stopping by. And Mr. Henry in Anderson, K4HWG. Thank you for stopping by tonight, sir. Hope you are well. All right. Any additional stations echo through hotel, please call KO4RYP. All right. We must have gotten everyone on that group, so we're going to open it up to the big group now. Alpha through Zulu. Any station wishing to check in at all, please call KO4RYP.
KO4RYP. So cool to hear your voice. It's soothing, you might say. Please check in Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo Charlie 4, Mike, Foxtrot Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out. She's already gone off to sleep. She had a day. But I'll be around for a comment. Hope everyone has a good night. 7-3.
KO4RYP. Good evening, Anna. Thanks for calling that tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey. W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
RYP. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor. KO4JKV, this is Duncan in Asheville. And no traffic, no comment. Thanks for holding the net.
KO4RYP. Good evening, Anna. Please check in Kilo 4, Kilo Alpha Echo. This is Alice and Taylor. I'll be negative and negative. 73 to everyone on the net.
KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I would like to welcome KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry, over in Greer. And he brings along his lovely wife, Donna, KC4MFK. Thank you for stopping by, Mr. Larry. I'll be back to you for some comments in just a little bit. And I'm glad to know that Miss Donna is already relaxing after a busy, busy day. So you tell her I said hello. And W4DJW, Mr. Dave in Greer. Thanks for stopping by, Mr. Dave. Hope you are well. And I'd also like to welcome KO4JKV, Mr. Duncan up in Asheville. He is one of our Monday night net controllers. Thank you for stopping by, Mr. Duncan. Hope you're having a good evening. And Miss Alice over in Taylor's, K4KAE. Thank you for stopping by, ma'am. It's great to hear you. I always get excited when I can check a new female ham into my net. So thank you for stopping by. Hope you are doing well. All right, any additional stations wishing to check in all the way through the alphabet, please call KO4RYP.
KO4RYP. Anna and Chad, I'm running late. Please check in. N0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name is Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net. And I'll be negative, negative. Hey, Chris.
Please check in. N4SMH, November 4, Sierra Mike Hotel. That's Josh in Greer. Negative, negative. Good day, everybody.
4RYP in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome N0TR, Mr. Tom, over in Greer. Hope you're well today, Mr. Tom. Please tell Ms. Bernice I said hello. And N4SMH, Mr. Josh, over in Greer. Good to hear you tonight, sir. Hope you've had a good day. All right. One more call. Any station wishing to check in, please call KO4RYP.
Control. Check in, November 4, Denmark, Mexico, Ecuador. That's N4DME. I'm Paul. I'm over here in Tocoa. It's been a long day. I'm tired and about ready to check my eyelid for pinholes that I have missed this afternoon. Also, check in, Donald, AA4 Quicksilver. That's Alpha Alpha 4 Quicksilver, QS. That's Donald. We're both over here in Happy Holler over here in Tocoa. Appreciate you calling the net and all the hard work you do for our great hobby.
KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome N4DME, Mr. Paul, over in Tocoa, and Mr. Donald, also in Tocoa, AA4QS. Mr. Paul, thank you for stopping by. You tell Mr. Donald we said hello, and good luck searching your the back of your eyelids for pinholes. You get right to that tonight, sir. Thanks for stopping by. This is KO4RYP, now securing the formal portion of the net. We would like to thank each one of you for checking in tonight, and all stations wishing not to hang around for the RAG 2 may secure at this time. We will now begin the RAG 2 portion of the net, stopping periodically for check-ins and comments. So first up on the stump is Mr. Larry, KK4JBQ. Mr. Larry, how are things for you tonight in Greer?
Anna, thank you so much for calling the net tonight. You and Chad must have swapped. Last night I was confused, and tonight I'm relieved. Okay, well, today's been a kind of an organizational day. That is to say, I went outside and saw that everything was a shambles, especially on the patio. So I ran into yellow jackets and anthills, and, you know, there's a lot of life out there. And they got just as much right here as I do, I suppose, but not in the places where I choose to have my stuff. So we were doing that and replacing the grill cover. After a few years, you gotta do that. Realizing that I don't have it within me to do the scrubbing anymore on the retaining wall or the patio. I think I'm gonna get myself a pressure washer. That thing might come in handy on the car too. I don't know. Never had one. So how was your day or your days since we spoke last?
4RYP and with KK4JBQ. Mr. Larry, Chad wanted me to tell you really quick before I forget that DeWalt makes a good cordless pressure washer that he thinks would be perfect for you. And I have to say that I love a pressure washer. There's something incredibly satisfying about having that water that can just spray off all that grime. It's just oddly satisfying to use the pressure washer. So I highly recommend a pressure washer to clean off stuff outside. It is very, very handy. But my day was really good. I actually took the day off of work today, which was really, really nice and much needed. I didn't have a lot of meetings, so I was able to do that. And I spent some time sitting outside today. It was absolutely beautiful. I do believe that this is my favorite kind of weather. Well, I don't know. I like all seasons and the weather. I just get excited when we have a really nice spring day in the spring. And so it feels like my favorite today. So Perry was here with all of his puppies, and they are quite a mess, this whole little pack of them, but they are just as cute as can be. So that was a lot of fun today, too. So all in all, it was a really good day.
KK4JBQ with KO4RYP. Inside the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Yeah. Well, going back a day or two, I ran into, and I'm bringing this up today because, well, I'm talking to you. And you might be a little more interested than Chad seemed to be when I spoke with him yesterday about finding a little treasure trove on an old hard drive. The hard drive used to belong to Donna's dad and came out of his computer. I guess that computer wasn't working well any longer, so I took the hard drive out and I pieced it out, you might say. And I was looking on the hard drive, kind of, you know, preparing it to be recycled, and found that he had collected his mother's, actually their family's recipes. So it was her mother's mother's recipes, and who knows how far back. Something that her dad had done. And it was such a thrill to find those things. And I mentioned it to her, and he says, "Oh, yeah, I knew he was doing that." But I found them, and I put them on a little thumb drive. Last night I couldn't remember the words, thumb drive. But I put them on a little thumb drive and gave it to Donna, and she was tickled. So she might be able to... what do you do with recipes? Do you try them? Do you try to change them? You know, to suit yourself and the way you prepare food. Kind of a puzzle to me because not being a cook, I don't know how. I think, especially Donna, she's a little more. She changes everything in a recipe. She sees a published recipe and she'll change it up because she knows what tastes we like. Other people might follow it to the letter. That'd be me, you know. Although the worst cooking tragedy I ever had, I had some people over. This was way years ago in another state and another time. But I asked people over, and I made muffins, and I misread tablespoon for teaspoon. I misread teaspoon for tablespoon when it came to salt. So you can imagine what happened. KK4JBQ.
Dear, I can imagine when you started, the minute you said teaspoon and tablespoon, I thought, oh, please don't let it be the salt. Please don't let it be the salt, because that will definitely just ruin a recipe in a skinny minute. So I totally understand, and I have done that myself before. So I was making some cookies this Christmas, which actually we were making them for another friend who it was his mother's recipe, and he had very fond memories of making cookies with his mother every Christmas when he was younger, and they would take them to all the neighbors, and so I thought it would be nice to try to recreate one of those recipes for him. Well, these Cookies called for a anise or anise, I'm not sure how you pronounce it, oil and seeds, and it, the recipe, I followed it to a T, but not realizing that there was an either or, not a both and, so I ended up with that it was so strong. It was a very licorice-y kind of a, but very strong, almost to the point where it would burn you. So those cookies did not go over very well.
Oh, yeah. That was the anise. And, oh, gracious. But Donna makes also a holiday item. She makes a cookie called... oh gosh, it just flew. There it goes. Just flew out of my head. It'll come back. But it has that and some orange liqueur or something in it, making it taste very nice. Now, the hard part's not mixing. When I made the muffins, the hard part obviously was that I mixed it up wrong, you know. But there's a lot going on anytime you prepare food. Really, I really respect people who cook. Getting it at the right temperature and using the right utensil. This thing happens to have, there's an iron, like a waffle iron you use. And you take out a measured portion. She uses a little dasher, you know, the scoop with a thing that pushes it out. I call it a dasher. And you do that to a portion, put it in, and then close the top of the thing. I thought I would remember the describing it. I thought I'd remember the name. Well, it might pop into my head. Things escape me. Words escape me anymore these days. They just fly away. I have to use a lot of words to describe the one word that would have worked for me. I hope you never have that problem. KK4JPQ.
For RYP. I have that problem every day, Mr. Larry. I swear. And I won't even be able to articulate other words to find that word. I just kind of pause, hoping that word is just going to fly back in my brain so I remember what it was. So I end up with sort of a disjointed conversation. And then sometimes my mind wanders while I'm trying to think of what the word was, and I think of something else that I needed to say anyway. And that's how I go down a rabbit trail. So we were driving in the car somewhere the other day, and I had one of those moments where a word left me, and then I just started off on another spot, and Jet just kind of looked at me and said, focus. Let's get back to what you were trying to say the first time. So, but I can usually switch back pretty quick. I don't get too sidetracked on a rabbit trail. And sometimes I just like to go down that rabbit trail for just a second and then come right back. So, but I know exactly what you mean about words just slipping right out of your brain.
And this word is not, I take it that maybe it's not an English word. And me not having many language skills, I mean, I do well, honestly, I do well with what I can do with this language. Now, this word, it flew back in my head, it came back. It is a pizzelle. Now, is the next problem I have in life, and that's spelling. You might say, well, I heard what he said, but I don't know that I really could say it myself unless I hear it spelled, and don't ask me to spell it. Because I'm a poor speller. I don't want to tell you no. I don't want to tell you how I know I'm a poor speller as... Well, yes, I will. I took a test. I guess we all did in the eighth grade at that time, back in, you know, the dark early days of human existence. And I did not spell at my grade level. It was like five grade levels below that. I had a block as far as spelling goes. And it's haunted me all my life. So pizzelles, I don't have a chance to relate to you. But have you ever heard of that? It's a pretty little cookie. It comes out, it's like a waffle thing, but it's crispy. It's snappy crispy. Very thin. and tasty because of the anise and orange. You ever heard of it?
Not. Is it what? Is it from? Is it like a from Germany or France, or is it like a European kind of a cookie? It sounds wonderful.
The way Donna has explained it to me, she grew up in an Italian neighborhood, and I think it. She was indicating at the time that it was an Italian confection, and the iron. I mean, it's a special thing. You can't make anything else. It's not. You can't make a waffle in it. It makes things so very thin. You know, the batter that you pour in there is. Boy, the consistency of that has to be just right. Too watery, and it's never going to happen, you know. And if it's just the right consistency, then when you close the top, it squishes. Yeah, oh, squish is your word. It squishes into the cutout parts of the iron, you know. And 22 seconds, I mean, really, you have to time it, you know. 22 seconds later, you open the top, and this little cookie, which after it cools, is hard and crunchy. It's really nice. Spitzel. Maybe you can spell better and can look it up, take a look. And it looks, there are different patterns, of course, the different irons, different patterns, but the one we have looks like a snowflake. A big, you know, like 6-inch round snowflake. KK4JBQ.
Well, that sounds both delicious and very beautiful, so I definitely will have to look that up. I do have a question for you, though. The anise, in that recipe, does it take just a tiny little bit, like just a drop?
He makes, one batch will make like 20 something cookies, or I'll call them cookies, and we make 3 batches at a time. We never make that without giving 2/3 of it away. she makes, this is a, you know, a holiday thing, Christmas time thing, you know, snowflakes, and she packages this in small little packages and gives them away. Neighbors, friends, all that. You'll probably get some this coming year. And I don't know. But that iron, I think it's widely available. And that's what it's called. Maybe people call it another thing. Whenever I talk about it, I just am not very sure that I'm using the right word myself. It's what she uses. It's what the Italians, that's how they say it. But it just doesn't seem to be a very well-known thing. But the irons are special. You can buy them at a, probably online would be the best place to look for a Pizzelle iron. Anyway, I always enjoy it. She asked me, we keep it high in the kitchen, high in the cupboard, you know. And we don't visit like once or twice a year. And bring that thing down. I know that good things are coming, you know. Especially when you take part. I was this way with my mother. When you take part preparing food, it always tastes better. That's just true with me anyway. KK4JBQ.
I will have to look that up, Mr. Larry. That sounds really, really neat and quite tasty. So you tell Ms. Donna I might have to get that recipe from her. I do love old family recipes, though. I have some that belong to my grandparents that have been family favorites growing up for years and years. So, and I think that it's a real special thing, especially the old handwritten recipe cards. I have several of those that belong to my grandmother. And then some that my dad had copied his mother's recipe, so I have his, my grandmother's recipes, but in my dad's handwriting, which are really special too. So much family and tradition tied up in food and things we bake, and it's really, really neat and a really special thing. So that was a great find today, finding all those recipes on that hard drive. I'm glad you stumbled across all that.
Donna was happy too. And so that made it a big part of the day, you know. It wasn't just tripping over something on a 20-year-old hard drive. It was the special thing this is. And so I thought I'd bring that into the conversation. I do hope everyone has a good night, a good night's rest, because tomorrow will be another exciting day. It's going to be another day like today. Maybe just a tad warmer. I think it's going to be maybe 4 degrees warmer, according to the forecast. But today, you said so yourself, ideal weather for humans. Oh, boy. Marvelous day. Let's remember this as we get into hot and humid, okay? And I'll let you go, but it's always good to be here on your net. Thank you for calling it for us tonight. And I wish everyone a good evening. Chad, take care. Take care of her. KK4JBQ. I'll be clear.
Recheck.
Miss Anna, if you want to borrow one of those bazillioners, Miss Bernice is sitting over here, and she said it is Italian, and you're very welcome to use hers.
Very much. I appreciate that. I might have to take her up on that, maybe with Miss Bernice's Pizzelli iron and Miss Donna's recipe. I can make something really tasty. So I appreciate that. Tom, let me tell Miss Bernice I said thank you. And Mr. Larry, it's always a pleasure to write to you with you on the net. Thank you for stopping by. All right. Do we have any additional stations all the way through the alphabet wishing to check in? Please call KO4RYP.
YP. Check in Alpha Alpha 1 Romeo Delta AA1RD. Bob here in Piedmont. So good to hear you tonight. Give our regards to Chad as well. I love words, and when you said a skinny minute, it's the first time I've heard that phrase, and I just think that's just wonderful. So thank you for giving me and Miss Nita that tonight. Appreciate it. And loved Larry's. I always love Larry's commentaries, and just wanted to say that in the Netherlands, in Holland, they have a waffle cookie. I think probably throughout Europe they have a waffle cookie that is a tip of the hat to the Pizzellis or Pizzelles of Italy. And so anyway, really nice evening. Thank you guys. Thanks for calling the net, and I'll be negative and negative, of course.
RYP. Chad, Annette, please check in. And for ZLK, November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo. Shane, mobile on 85. I'm very hungry for cookies now. Bob mentioned a Stroop waffle. I love those. Those are some of my favorite. And ginger snaps. But anyway, got me hungry for cookies. Thanks for calling the net. No traffic, no table.
For RYP Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, I would like to welcome AA1RD, Mr. Bob, over in Piedmont. Thank you for stopping by, Mr. Bob, and you are right. There is nothing like a stroopwafel from the Netherlands. They are quite amazing, especially when they're made right there at a market on the street, and they're warm, and they have that caramel in between them. It's one of life's greatest pleasures, that's for sure. So thank you for stopping by. Please tell Miss Anita I said hello. And I'd also like to welcome N4ZLK, Mr. Shane, who's mobile on 85 tonight. You please be safe out there, and maybe you can stop somewhere and grab some cookies. They won't be stroop waffles, but maybe you might could find a good ginger snap here somewhere around. So you be safe out there, Mr. Shane. Thank you for stopping by. Any additional stations wishing to check in, please call KO4RYP. Are there any additional stations? Have I missed anyone for comments or RAG2? Echolink stations that would wish to check in, please call KO4RYP. The station's up on Echolink. If you'd like to check in, you can also just send a text message through Echolink, and I could check you in that way if you would like to. All right, this is KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. If you will please stand by, I will log my net report. It says KO4RYP, it's been my pleasure to be the net control station for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight. I appreciate all of you who checked in and who contributed to our RAC2 discussion tonight. I always enjoy it. It was a great pleasure to speak with all of you tonight. I will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use, 7-3 to all. This is KO4RYP. I am clear.